Morning, sir, and a happy new year.
And a happy new year to you, Tom.
Oh, all dressed up and ready to go, eh?
You know, I can't believe the day's come at last. In just a few minutes, I'll be standing in the church.
Steady, Jack. Try taking a few deep breaths.
All right.
Happy new year, Nelson.
Thanks, and the same to you.
Oh, that's better.
Oh, you'll be all right, sir. There's nothing to it.
Oh, yes, yes, of course. Don't you worry about me. I'll be fine.
Well, I just came to wish you luck before you go.
Now, that's very thoughtful of you, Tom.
And to say that the bishop's got here safely. He's down at the church.
Oh, good.
Well, Tom, do you think you'll pass?
Ah, you look a picture, Mr. Woolley. Every inch the perfect bridegroom.
You really think so?
Oh, yes. Peggy's going to be proud of you and no mistake.
Oh, I do hope she will.
Of course. And you're looking very smart yourself, Tom.
Ah, thank you, Nelson. I wore this suit for my own wedding, and it still fits as good as new.
Really?
Oh, aye. Of course, it's had one or two slight adjustments.
Captain, don't go wandering off and get mud on your tie.
He's looking very smart and all.
We had that bow tie made up specially. It's Prussian blue to match Peggy's going away jacket. So you won't be coming with us, will you, old fella? There's a good boy. You stay with me till it's time to go, eh?
Will he have his own special pew in the church?
He's going to sit in the car till the service is over.
Oh, it's a shame he can't come in with us.
But we'll leave the window ajar so he can hear the singing. We don't want him to miss your psalm.
I just hope my voice don't give up halfway through.
Oh, dear. There's the car already.
Hey, where's this vintage Bentley as you was telling me about, sir?
Oh, that won't arrive till the reception. We're driving to the church in my ordinary Bentley.
Oh, I see.
But I'm very lucky to get the vintage model. The Borsetshire Bentley Owners Club don't just lend it out to anybody, you know.
It's just that, well, according to Higgs...
What's the matter, Tom?
Oh, nothing, sir. Nothing at all. Anyway, Prue will be waiting for me outside the church.
Well, off you go, then.
And all the best, then, Mr. Woolley.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you very much.
I'll see you in church.
Well, Jack, time's getting on.
Yes.
Shall we go?
Oh, Nelson, I may not get the chance to say this later, but I do appreciate all the help and support you've given me over the last couple of days. I don't know how I'd have managed without you.
Well, what else is the best man for?
But I didn't realise it was such hard work. I thought you just had to stand there and pass me the ring.
Ah, yes, the ring.
Hmm?
The ring. Where did I put the ring?
What?
It was sitting on the table in your study.
Nelson?
Or was it on the mantelpiece?
You haven't lost it.
No, it's all right. It's here in my pocket.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
Now then, are you ready?
Yes, Nelson. I'm ready.
Hello, Blossom Hill Cottage.
Oh, hello, Jill. Sorry to interrupt you.
Bill, whatever's the matter?
Well, it's nothing really. Now, don't panic. It's just I can't find the cufflinks.
I put them in my jewel box. Sorry, I should have said.
Where's
that? Phil, it's in the second drawer of my dressing table, where it's always
right.
been.
Well, sorry to bother you. Oh, how's it all going?
Fine. Peggy's a little nervous, of course.
Of course.
But she'll be fine.
Give her my love.
Okay, Phil.
Oh, has Tony arrived yet?
Not yet. Listen, Phil, I really must get on.
Yes, of course. Oh, well, I'll see you at the church.
Right. Oh, and Phil.
Yes?
Don't forget your music.
No, I won't. Bye, then.
Bye. You know, it's still not right. We'd better try again.
You think so?
I knew this hat was going to be a problem. Hats always are.
Let me have another go, then.
Oh, dear. Jack must be leaving for the church already.
It's all right. There's plenty of time. Turn towards the light. That's better.
And Tony should be here by now. I wonder what's keeping him.
I'm sure he'll be here any minute.
I made him promise to be on time at the party last night. But you know Tony's promises.
Can I just pull the veil down a bit? Like this?
I hope he didn't stay up too late. Was he still there when you left?
I can't quite remember. I think so.
Ah, I thought as much.
I don't think it went on very late. Most people left soon after midnight.
I bet Tony was the last to go. And I thought poor Shula looked a bit tired. Did you notice?
Well, they've had quite a busy Christmas.
I hope she isn't overdoing it. Is Mark better this morning?
I think so. Oh, Steady. Oh,
sorry, I'll try and keep still. It's only my nerves. That's why I can't stop talking.
There. How does that look?
Oh, yes. That's much better. That's perfect.
Good. I knew we'd get there in the end.
You've been so patient, Jill. I don't know how you can put up with me.
Well, we've got to make sure it's right. And I think you look marvellous. I really do.
Do you?
It's such a lovely dress. It's magnificent. Jack's going to be swept off his feet.
Oh, I hope not.
Not literally, of course.
Now, where's my bouquet?
Why don't we sit down for a minute while we wait for Tony? You'll be on your feet all through the service.
I don't want to crease my dress.
If you just perch on the arm of the sofa.
Ah, yeah.
Well, here we are, after all that rush, with a minute to spare. I think that's pretty good timing.
Mum, hello.
Oh, come in, Tony.
Sorry, I know I'm a bit early, but...
Hello, Tony.
Mum, is it really you?
Well, who else would it be?
What do you think of her, Tony?
Well, what can I say?
Well, say something.
Mum, you look amazing. Absolutely fantastic.
I take it that's a compliment.
She really does, doesn't she, Jill?
Yes, you're right, she does.
Well, it's very nice of you to say so, Tony.
No, honestly, Mum, you look great. I'll be proud to take you down the aisle.
Well, Tony and I are both agreed, so that's unanimous. Now, I think we ought to be on our way.
Oh, yes. We mustn't keep Jack waiting.
Oh, right.
Here's your bouquet.
Bye-bye, Sammy. Be a good boy.
Here, Mum, you take my arm.
Thank you, Tony.
Oh, no. No, don't thank me. It's my privilege.
We were all so pleased when we heard the news, weren't we, Shula?
Oh, yes.
Well, I'm delighted they finally made the decision after all these years.
Mum never does anything in a hurry. But once she makes up her mind, that's it.
Well, it'll give me great pleasure, as Jack's such a good friend, to bring them together at last. I know it means as much to them as to any young couple, perhaps a great deal more than some.
Yes, of course. I'm sure it does. God, it's so good of you to come all this way to take the service and on New Year's Day.
It's nice to have the excuse to come out to Ambridge.
Oh, excuse me. Alice, do be careful. Mind your dress.
So she must be Peggy's youngest granddaughter.
Yes. Look at her climbing on the gravestones.
Excuse me, Your Grace.
Ah, Mr. Forrest.
Mr. Wall is on his way now. He'll be here any minute.
Oh, God.
They're in plenty of time.
Right, well, I'd better stand too. I'll see you all at the reception.
Righto, sir.
Yes, see you later.
So, how is Mr. Woolley this morning?
Well, he is a bit nervous, but I reckon he'll get over it.
Poor old Jack. He's terrified he's going to do something awful and let Mum down.
Oh, I think it's wonderful. I mean, it's so romantic.
You're never too old for that.
I hope Mum's all right.
Well, as long as she gets to the church.
Oh, Jill and Tony, you see to that.
Yes, I'm sure you're right.
Shall we go in?
Yes, we must. Come on, Alice. Alice, will you come here, please?
What time do you make it now, Nelson?
There are still a few minutes to go.
I'm sure my watch has stopped. The hands aren't moving.
Try and think about something else.
It's no good, I can't.
Imagine the countless generations of Ambridge men who sat on this very pew waiting for their brides. Farmers, shepherds, ploughboys, all scared out of their wits.
Yes, you're probably right.
You're part of a long and honourable tradition.
Hey, look at all these people. I'm sure we didn't invite half as many.
Quite an impressive turnout.
Oh, there's Lillian. I'm glad she was able to come.
Yes, it wouldn't have been quite the same without her.
Oh, yeah. I can't see Hazel anywhere, can you?
No, I'm afraid not.
Never mind. I'll have to ask Caroline to send us some cake.
Of course you must.
She should be here by now, Nelson. She's late.
It's the bride's privilege, Jack. And it's only just gone the hour.
Oh, dear, I hope nothing's happened. I hope the car hasn't broken down.
I don't think that's very likely.
No, of course it isn't. I hope Tony's remembered to fetch her. Oh.
Right, Jack. That's our cue.
Have you still got the ring?
Yes, it's here.
All right, if I turn round.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered together here in the sight of God and in the face of this congregation to join together this man and this woman in holy matrimony, which is an honorable estate. Be ye well assured that so many as are coupled together otherwise than God's word doth allow are not joined together by God, neither is their matrimony lawful. John, wilt thou have this woman to thy wedded wife, to live together, according to God's law, in the holy estate of matrimony? Wilt thou love her, comfort her, honour and keep her, in sickness and in health, and forsaking all other, keep thee only unto her, so long as ye both shall live?
I will.
Margaret Beryl, wilt thou have this man to thy wedded husband, to live together, according to God's law, in the holy estate of matrimony? Wilt thou love him, comfort him, honour and keep him in sickness and in health, and forsaking all other, keep thee only unto him, so long as ye both shall live?
I will.
For as much as John and Margaret have consented together in holy wedlock, and have witnessed the same before God and this company, and thereto have given and pledged their troth either to other, and have declared the same by the giving and receiving of rings, and by joining of hands, I pronounce that they be man and wife together, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost.
Well done, Alice. Good girl. Now, do you want to go back to Mummy? Oh, dear. That Jennifer. I'm sorry. This always happens at weddings. I can't help it. Here, do you want to borrow my hanky? Oh, thanks.
Let the people praise thee, O God. Yea, let all the people praise thee. Oh, let the nations rejoice and be glad, for thou shalt judge the folk righteously and govern the nations upon earth. Let the people praise thee.
Peggy, I hope you'll be very happy.
Oh, thank you, Jill.
Well done, Jack. Congratulations.
Did I do all right?
Of course.
You said it all beautifully, Jack. I was proud of you.
Oh, well, it wasn't that difficult, really.
Congratulations.
Oh, thanks, Tony.
And you, Jack. Welcome to the family.
Thank you, Tony.
Didn't she look smashing?
When I turned round and saw her coming up the aisle, well, she quite took my breath away.
Oh, Jack.
You're a lucky man.
Oh, yes, I am.
And I'm a very lucky woman, too.
I think Nelson wants you to help organise the photos, Tony.
Oh, right. See you later.
Jill, thank you for looking after her and getting her safely to church.
Oh, Jack, it was my pleasure.
Of course, I'll have a chance to thank you properly later in my speech.
I think Kate's wanted for the photos. I think I'd better go and find her.
Right.
Put your arm round me, Jack.
Are you cold?
I don't think I'd notice if I was.
You know, I still can't quite believe it. It's like a dream.
No, it's not a dream.
Do you think I'm allowed to kiss you now?
I don't see why not. Thank you, Jack.
Thank you, Mrs. Woolley.
And nearly pulled my arm off.
Good boy. Come and say hello to your new mistress.
Hello, Captain.
Oh, mind he doesn't knock you over.
Steady, boy. He's excited. He knows it's a special day.
Oh, can I let him off the lead?
Yes, thank you better.
There you are, Captain.
He's just trying to say congratulations.
Well, it's my turn now. Congratulations, Mrs. Archer. Oh, sorry, Mrs. Woolley.
Thank you.
Mr. Woolley. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you, Caroline.
I'm so pleased for you both, I really am.
Wasn't it a lovely service?
Yes, it was marvellous. There was hardly a dry eye in the whole congregation.
The bishop's such a nice man. Though, of course, I'm sorry Jerry wasn't here.
Oh, we mustn't forget to thank Cyril again before he goes.
Oh, Captain, Where is he?
I expect he's hungry. It's nearly his dinner time.
I'd better see if I can find him.
Hello, Mum.
Lillian.
Congratulations. You look wonderful.
Thank you, dear.
Well, you've made quite a catch, haven't you? The most eligible man in the whole county.
Oh, no. I'm the one who's made the catch.
Well done, Jack.
Oh.
I know you'll take good care of her.
Oh, yes, I will, thanks. And it's so nice of you to come.
Oh, I wouldn't have missed it for the world.
Hi, Gran. Congratulations.
Hello, Kate. Don't I get a kiss?
Yes, if you like.
What for your Uncle Jack?
I think I'd rather call you Grandad.
Oh, well, just as you like.
Why not call him Jack?
I do like your outfit. It's gorgeous.
Thanks.
Makes you look quite grown up.
Yes, doesn't she? She's not my little niece anymore. She's a real young lady.
Perhaps if you told that to Dad, he'd stop treating me like a child.
Now then, I don't want any family quarrels today. You're all here to enjoy yourselves.
Okay, Gran. I'll do my best. I promise.
Hello. Congratulations.
Hello, Mark.
Congratulations, Jack.
Oh, thank you, Mark. We thought we'd lost you.
Oh?
Sheila said you'd disappeared.
Oh, it took me ages to park the car. Knew we should have walked.
Higgs is supposed to be in charge of the parking.
No, my own fault. Tried to squeeze him by the lodge.
Well, I'm so glad you're feeling better.
What? Oh, no, I wasn't really ill. I just didn't quite feel up to the party last night. Thought I'd better save my strength for today.
Oh, there's Sheila talking to Kenton.
Right, well, I'll go and join them.
Where's Mum? Can you see her?
Well, she's over there. I think Jennifer's looking after her.
Oh, good. I've never kissed so many people in one day before. It's really quite exhausting.
Do you want to sit down?
No, it's all right. I think I'll last.
You know, Peggy, it's funny, but I'm feeling a bit peckish.
Yes, so am I.
I wonder if I ought to nip down and see if everything's all right in the kitchen.
Now, Jack...
Oh, sorry. It's just habit, I suppose.
There'll be plenty of time for that after the honeymoon, but for the next 3 weeks, I want you all to myself.
I'm asked by one of my customers to recommend a good restaurant. I tell them the story of the two extremely wealthy and overweight businessmen who were stranded together on a desert island. Neither of them, of course, had ever met the other, and neither of them had ever heard of Jack Woolley.
Oh.
But they'd both had dinner at Grey Gables restaurant. Sorry about that. And what if I'm asked about Jack himself? Well, now, here I'm reminded of the old saying... that a dog takes after its owner. Or is it vice versa? In any case, I think you'll agree that it's certainly true of Jack and his faithful companion, Captain. Yes. Who's looking very handsome this afternoon in his bow tie. Indeed, they both undoubtedly share the same robust and rugged good looks.
Oh, thank you.
You may think this is a rather unflattering comparison. And if it is, I'm sure Captain will forgive me. Both two are devotedly loyal to their friends, as I know all of us here can testify. Yeah. And yet for those unwise enough to abuse their good nature, they are formidable opponents. Though I hope and trust that none of us here can testify to that. I think it's also true to say that they have the rare ability to inspire loyalty in others. In Jack's case, this has been only recently demonstrated by the way she's been able to retain the services of the most talented chef in the whole of Borsetshire.
Yes.
And I might add, in the face of fierce competition.
Oh, yes.
Finally, it's well known that bull terriers have a reputation for extreme tenacity and perseverance. And in Jack's case, this is amply justified by his long, and let it be said, his dogged courtship of his bride.
Oh, yes.
Which finally earned him his just reward in the ceremony we witnessed this morning.
Yeah.
Though, at this point, I think it might be wise not to pursue the comparison any further, particularly in view of rumours concerning Captain and a certain highly bred Lady Afghan hound. Though I understand the puppies are all doing well and have managed to find good homes. I think it's safe to assume that Jack's been rather more diplomatic in his relations with the local aristocracy. And now I think perhaps I've said enough, except to add that our magnificent reception here this afternoon is a testimony to the warmth, the hospitality, and the extreme generosity of a man whom it's been my privilege to know for many years, and whom I hope I'll always have the honour to call my friend.
Yeah.
And now I'd like you to raise your glasses once again, please. Ladies and gentlemen, The bride and groom.
Oh, thank you, Nelson. I'm sure I didn't deserve half of what you said. I'm afraid for once you've left me nearly speechless.
I've several telegrams here which I would like to read out.
Oh, lovely.
This one seems to have travelled halfway across the world. And it says, Darling Daddy, wonderful news, many, many congratulations.
Hazel! It's from Hazel!
Thinking of you now and always, fondest love and best wishes, Hazel.
You're quite sure you've packed everything?
Oh, yes. Everything I'll need for the next 3 weeks.
Have you got our passports?
They're all in here. Passports, money, tickets.
I suppose I'll just have to take your word for it.
Oh, Peggy, you know I'd tell you where we were going if you really wanted.
No, I don't want to spoil the surprise. Anyway, I don't really mind. I'd be quite happy in a bed and breakfast somewhere.
Oh, no. It's much better than that.
It's really quite exciting, not knowing where I'll wake up tomorrow morning.
Well, you'll soon find out.
Oh, it's been such a wonderful day. My feet haven't really touched the ground since I woke up this morning.
Yeah, I know what you mean. My head still feels up in the clouds.
It couldn't have been more perfect.
I needn't have worried after all.
Oh, Jack, I'm so sorry about Hazel. Mm? I know how important she is to you.
Oh, no, you mustn't worry about that. I know she would have come if she could. And I put such a lovely telegram.
We can write her a long letter and tell her all about it.
Yes, we will. Oh, and I must remind Caroline to send us a wedding cake.
Perhaps one day we can go and visit her.
In Bangkok?
Well, she may decide to live somewhere a bit closer. But there's nothing to stop us if we really wanted.
Yes. Yes, you're right. The whole world's our oyster.
We mustn't forget how lucky we are. And we've got so much to look forward to.
Why did it take us so long, eh? All those years when we could have been together.
I'm sorry, Jack. I shouldn't have kept you waiting.
And I shouldn't have taken no for an answer when I asked you the first time.
Never mind. We're together now, and that's all that matters.
Yes. I had to wait a long time, but it was worth every minute.
Do you know where he's taking her, Caroline?
No, I haven't a clue. He's been terribly secretive.
Shall I go and tell him to hurry up?
Oh, don't you worry. They'll be along in a minute.
Don't miss the train.
Hey, is that confetti?
Yes, do you want some?
No, thanks, I'll leave that to you. And somebody's got to sweep it up.
No, they haven't. It's special stuff the birds can eat.
Come on, Uncle Tom, don't be such a misery.
Well, I didn't mean it like that.
Here they come.
And bang on time, too. Oh, and don't they look smart?
Whoa, Captain.
Good luck, Gran. Good luck, Grandad.
Oh, thank you, Kate.
Come on, Mum, your car's waiting.
Yes, so I see.
Well, what do you think of her? Isn't she a beauty?
Yes, it's magnificent. Does it have a roof?
Well, no, it's vintage, you see, open-topped.
You'll have to keep her warm, Grandad.
Yeah. I'm sure it's very comfortable.
Oh, yes, you don't get upholstery like that nowadays. And look at the bodywork. That's proper craftsmanship.
I suppose they must have had thicker skins in them days.
Oh. You should know, Uncle Tom. You were there.
Kate, don't push your luck.
Well, we don't have far to go, and there's a nice thick rug to put over our knees.
I'm sure I'll be as warm as toast.
Now, where's our luggage?
Oh, it's all in the front, look.
Oh, good. Let's climb aboard, then.
Bye, Mum. Enjoy yourself.
I will.
Are you ready?
How do I get in?
Oh, here. Allow me.
I think I'm going to need a hand.
1, 2, 3.
Oops.
Oh, well done. Yeah. Hey, comfy.
Yes, I'm fine.
Oh, Captain, wait.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, look, he wants to come too.
Captain, come out of there.
Bye-bye, Captain. Be a good boy. Till we get back, eh? Chin up. Don't look so sad. It's only 3 weeks.
Come on, Captain.
There. You go to Caroline. She'll look after you. Bye-bye.
Have a nice time, and don't worry about Grey Gable.
I promise.
Bye, everyone.
All the best. Bye, John. Have a good time. Bye, Captain.
Bye. Bye.